Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Every week, I like to play a mix of jazz, folk, classic rock, independent music, library music, world music, old 78s, cassettes, 45s, 33s, and even MP3s. And sometimes I like to do a featured album, and sometimes I'll play an entire album, or an album in its entirety. That's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to play an album that you probably have never heard. It's by a group from Australia called Kanguru, K-A-N-G-U-R-U. It was released in 1976. It's very, very cool music. We're going to jump right into it. Drop the needle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, for fans of bands like Jade Warrior, that was the LP Dreaming by Kangaroo. Could also be Kangaroo. I like to call it Kangaroo. It sounds quite exotic. Released in 1976 in Nimbin, New South Wales. And members of Kangaroo or Kangaroo included Ashia White on vocals, Guy Madigan on tampura, Paul Gibson on electric sarde, 14-string guitar, and didgeridoo, Cleus Pierce on electric violin, Keith Manning on tabla, flute, and percussion, and others who kind of drifted in and out of the mix. That's Kangaroo Dreaming from 1976, up from the archives of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Every day we're confronted with numbers, large and small, but are we unconsciously influenced by the size of a number? I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
So for some reason, we think larger numbers have a larger impact than smaller numbers.
Rajesh Bakshi studies numerosity, how the largeness of numbers affects decision-making.
When you're focusing on events that are in the near future, you tend to focus more on the numbers and not the units. And so 30 days will seem larger than 1 month because you are focusing on the actual numbers, which is going to be larger for days versus months. So with a certificate of deposit, if you have a short-term deposit, let's say for 2 months, when you present it as 60 days, people will think that the money has been with the bank for a longer duration than when you say 2 months, and they might actually want a larger return.
The same rules apply for store purchases.
So I'd go to the supermarket to buy diapers, and I often bought the biggest package, 38 diapers, and I paid a certain amount for it. And I thought it was a great deal. Until one day, I just looked at the price, which I never did, and I noticed that the case that had 19 diapers, which is half the size, actually had a lower unit price. So per diaper, I would pay a lower price if I bought the case with 19 diapers.
So the larger number of, in this case, diapers, gives the impression to consumers that they're getting a better deal.
I would encourage you to go to any supermarket and go look at the bigger size packages and the smaller size packages and look at the unit price. And you will be amazed to find that a lot of times the bigger packages actually have a higher unit price. But somehow consumers don't have a tendency of focusing on the unit price. In fact, on the price at all. They just look at the package and says it should be a good deal.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
Doing radio like it's 1967 in 2017. You found the underground radio revolution here at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you.